From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Convicted killer in Trinidad escapes the gallows. Beijing calls on CARICOM to observe its One China policy. And Bahamian leader concerned about Cuba joining regional grouping. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Trinidad and Tobago, a convicted killer has escaped hanging after a high court judge ruled in his favor. Justice Peter Jamada today ruled that the 29-year-old Darren Thomas has been subjected to cruel and inhumane punishment at the state prison and should not be hanged. Tony Fraser reports on yet another block to the government's attempts to reintroduce the death penalty.
After weeks of hearing the arguments of Thomas, Justice Peter Jamada this morning agreed that the 29-year-old man had been subjected to conditions which have been cruel and inhumane. Justice Jamada agreed that the conditions of the cell, without adequate lighting, in sanitary conditions, being handcuffed while he was allowed to exercise, were too harsh for the convicted man. The judge therefore ordered that Thomas be removed from death row, but be detained at the state prison at the pleasure of the President of the Republic. However, Justice Jamada disagreed with the attorneys for Thomas that the government was bound to wait on a response from the Inter-American Commission on Thomas's petition. The judge says, once the commission failed to keep within the time frame set down by the government, the state was free to proceed. The state now has open to it appeals to the local appeal court and to the Privy Council. Immediately after the judgment was announced, the prosecution gave notice that it will file grounds of appeal tomorrow. Tony Fraser in Port of Spain for BBC Caribbean Report.